You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS ગુજરાતી રેડિયો પર, મોબાઈલ પર અને ઓનલાઈન.
શ્રોતા મિત્રો, રિયલ એસ્ટેટ ક્ષેત્રે વર્ષ 2019 કેવું રહેશે? વર્ષ 2018માં કેટલાક ફેરફારો થયા, જેમાં ઓસ્ટ્રેલિયાભરમાં પ્રોપર્ટી એટલે કે આવાસ કે રિયલ એસ્ટેટ ક્ષેત્રે ખૂબ જ ઊંચે ગયેલી જે કિંમતો હતી તેમાં મંદી જોવા મળી. તો આ જે ટ્રેન્ડ હતો, જે પ્રવાહ હતો, તેનાથી વર્ષ 2019માં શું ઇશારા મળે છે, શું અંદાજો મળે છે, આ ક્ષેત્રે તેજી હશે કે મંદી? ચલો જાણીએ આ વિગતવાર અહેવાલમાં.
So this Chatswood property was on the market with another agent for about 1.8. We've come in, we've listed it again 1.6. We're actually doing some work to it at the moment. It's really about presenting your property to the best way, representing best value for buyers.
જેટ્સ કહે છે કે આવા પ્રકારના આવાસોની કિંમત ઓછી થઈ રહી છે અથવા તો તે અમુક સીમા પર અટકી ગઈ છે.
So we're seeing more stock on hand than we have ever before. There's a lot more properties that aren't selling, a lot more properties are coming off the market, being expired, more than we have seen in the last 6 to 7 years. So
Corologic ખાતે research ના વડા અને property researcher Cameron Kusher જણાવે છે કે આવાસ કે સંપત્તિ વેચનાર લોકોએ ભાવની બાબતમાં તેમની અપેક્ષાઓ નીચી રાખવી જોઈએ.
If you're selling, I think the message is that you just need to be really realistic about your price, because credit is tighter, people can't borrow as much as they used to, and you have to set a realistic price, or you need to be willing to negotiate on that price in order to sell.
BIS Oxford Economics na managing director ane property tajagya Rob Meller kahe che ke corporate niyamak dwara kadak karvama avel niyamo ane dhiran kshetre jokham ne dhyan ma rakhi બેન્કિંગ રોયલ કમિશનની નિયત કરેલ સીમા આ પરિસ્થિતિ માટે કારણભૂત છે.
Generally speaking, most of the cycles have been driven by interest rates. This one's been driven by tightening up of credit and the reality that affordability had really hit home in a very negative way in Sydney and to a lesser degree in Melbourne, where effectively, you know, you couldn't see a sustained growth like we'd seen, and there needed to be a correction.
પરંતુ આવાસ ક્ષેત્રે કિંમતો ઓછી થતા અફોર્ડેબિલિટી વધી છે. વર્ષ 2019માં આવાસોની કિંમત ઓછી થવાની સંભાવના સાથે કેમરન કુશર જણાવે છે કે
Maybe not as severe as the declines that we'll see by the end of this year, which will probably be in the vicinity of 5 to 6% nationally. But certainly we think for the next 6 to 9 months, you're going to continue to see some declines, especially in the Sydney and Melbourne housing market. And I wouldn't be surprised to see values falling, you know, another 4 to 5% over the next 12 months, maybe even a little bit more than that in Sydney and Melbourne.
તો આ અંગે ટિપ્પણી અને પોતાનો મંતવ્ય રજૂ કરતા રોબ મેલર કહે છે કે
Let's not forget that this is at a time where there's been a lot of supply added to the market, and the market, you know, particularly for Sydney and Melbourne, when you've had anything from 50 up to 70 to 80% price growth in a 5-year period, a correction was warranted.
આ બદલાયેલ પરિસ્થિતિ રિઝર્વ બેંકની નજરમાં છે અને તેથી જ વર્ષ 2019 દરમિયાન આધિકારિક વ્યાજદરો યથાવત રહેવા દેવાનું જણાવવામાં આવ્યું છે. પણ અમુક જોખમો વિશે જણાવતા રોબ કહે છે કે
The increase of interest-only loans in the last 4 years has probably been to a degree that staggered me, that, you know, that's certainly a risk for the market going forward.
Real estate નિવેશક company Key Global Investors na property analyst Chris Bendingfield કહે છે કે મોટાભાગની લોન વર્ષ 2019માં રૂપાંતરિત થશે.
That will impact the economy, that will impact consumer sentiment and consumer spending. My guess is that they're not going to default on their loans because of that. My guess is they'll probably cut back on their spending.
કેન્દ્રીય ચૂંટણીઓ નજીકમાં છે તેવામાં હાઉસિંગ પોલિસી એટલે કે આવાસ નીતિ બજારને અસર કરી શકે તેવી સંભાવના છે. લેબર પક્ષ ઈચ્છે છે કે નવા ઘર પર નેગેટિવ ગિયરિંગ સીમિત કરવામાં આવે અને કેપિટલ ગેઇન કરમાં રાહત પર કાપ મૂકી તેને 25% કરવામાં આવે, જે હાલમાં 50% છે. આ નીતિ અંગે ચિંતા વ્યક્ત કરતા કોરલ લોજિકના કેમરન કુશર જણાવે છે કે
I think that could lead to some further weakness in the market, to be honest with you, because what the policies are trying to do is drive demand to the new housing sector. And particularly at the moment, there's been a lot of new apartments built. And what we're finding with a lot of these new apartments is as they come up to completion, the valuation of those properties is coming in well below the actual contract price. So in some regards, the policy changes are pushing potential buyers into a more risky area of the market. But it's also going to have repercussions for the resale value of those properties as well, because you're getting these people buying these brand new properties, and then when they go to resell those properties, those buyers don't get the same benefits that they did.
To kina Chris ange chokkas nathi.
Well, I think it affects sentiment. I don't think negative gearing actually drives the housing market. I know that's a common view that many people have. Western Australia's had negative gearing for the last 4 or 5 years. House prices have been falling. East Coast has had negative gearing. House prices have been rising.
BIS Oxford Economics na Rob Miller potano mantavya raju karta kahe che ke.
I suspect as we move into the election period, it'll be interesting to see whether the Labor Party decides that maybe there might be some adjustment. They've obviously invested in that quite significantly as a policy. Will they tone it down a bit? Potentially, but on the one hand, you could say doing this in a weak market might have some benefits, but on the other hand, you're only going to put a further negative aspect into sentiment amongst investors in what already is a weak market and one that's probably going to stay weak for the next couple of years.
અને અંતમાં આ બધા જ મતો અને પરિસ્થિતિને ધ્યાનમાં રાખતા વર્ષ 2019 માટે કેટલીક ઉપયોગી ટિપ્સ આપતા કેમરોન કુશર કહે છે કે
In regional Victoria and regional Tasmania at the moment, we're still seeing growth, and I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see that. Markets like Brisbane and Adelaide and Canberra are still showing growth in values. Again, it's slower than it was 12 months ago, but I wouldn't be surprised to see values continuing to rise in those areas. And even Darwin over the last couple of months has shown signs that the market may actually be recovering.
SBS Radio. સમાચાર, સાંપ્રત ઘટનાઓ અને પ્રેરક પ્રસંગો આપની ભાષામાં. જોડાઓ અમારી સાથે વાતચીતમાં sbs.com.au/gujarati.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.